Hello guys, my name is Edward Uribe and I just want to welcome you to the first episode of There Is Hope. Okay, let's get started. So as you can see in my description, I made this podcast so that I can impact other people with other people's testimonies and how you and me can impact other people through scripture. Okay, let's get started with There Is Hope, episode number one. Okay, so I just want to start off with my testimony. So my hunger was for God was like weak. I wasn't praying like I used to. I wasn't even worshiping. My Bible was just left untouched for like weeks, probably months. So I was just caught up in the things of the world. So that I was like just like spiritually dead. Like I was like probably stabbed in the back. I don't know. So when you allow sin to be in your life, then situations start coming and you don't know who to turn to. So I remember one night I just couldn't sleep and I'm like, why can't I sleep? Like I'm sitting in my bed and I feel like something is stabbing me like in my heart, like just like pressuring with fear and stuff like that. So I tried to go to sleep at 10:15 at night, okay? So as I was trying to go to sleep, I checked the time again and it felt like it was like 10 or 12 minutes that I couldn't sleep. And it was 11:15. And I was like, whoa, like what is going on? So I said, I can't take it anymore. I can't start struggling with this. I have to like start like being with the Lord. So I started reading my Bible again and I started like reading through scripture and saying how like fear wasn't part of God's plan. God's plan is for you to be free from anger, bitterness, things that attach demons to you, that take control over you. So I started reading Psalm 46:1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So when I start saying that things, I started to move, like things started to move in my life where I just like, was like, whoa, again, praise the Lord. So I went to go seek prayer that like, I think 2 days after that. And I got prayer. I could finally sleep. Like, it was just like a relief, like the thing broke off of me. So when the demon is there, it begins to manifest in different ways. So when a spirit of anger starts to manifest, it manifests anger. And when a spirit of sadness, it says, no, I don't want to leave. Like it starts saying things that sad people would say. So fear is like just scared of things. So it would like would not basically show up. So I got that came off of me. So I started noticing him when I started reading the Bible. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:10, it says, if you are having trouble with these things, wait, I'm sorry. Give me a second. It says, that's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ, for when I am weak, then I am strong. That's what the Lord is trying to say. If you are having trouble with these things, have hope that this is just a short amount of time. God doesn't want you to be bound up in those chains. He wants you to be set free. So if you are saved, you're going to heaven, right? But you won't be free. So that's why the things that people are saying Christians can't have demons, they can. One, because they're a person. Two, they allow things to come in their lives that other people see too. So that's why we deliver people that are in Christian. And I know this is off topic, but still, I just wanted to put that down. But I have hope that God sometimes says to Satan, he says, because Satan is on a leash with God, he's saying, like, he is controlled by the Lord no matter what. So Satan has to ask for permission, like saying, oh, Oh, can I go outside or something like that? Asking your parents a question, you know? I have to ask for permission. So when a God allows it, it allows, I think it was Paul to be weak so that he can be strong in him. So it says, Lord, please remove the stone. And the Lord says, no. Okay? So that's what I wanted to put out in this for the first episode. I know we're 5 minutes in, but otherwise, it's just everything that's going on in the world, and like people don't know where to go to, where to seek. So when you start trying to read the Lord, like it becomes a process. Like you want to do this, you want to do that, but something is always there, a delay, disruption, stuff like that. Keeps you away from the Lord. That's why it says to put God always in first. Don't make idols. Don't make nothing. Don't sin. Don't let sin bear up in your life so that you can be with the Lord. Because the Lord wants you to be always with him. For in times of trouble, for he will be there. Like come on, all I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm gonna speak to somebody that's listening to this podcast. You're struggling with something. I know you are. Like, I could literally feel it. I don't know who's going to listen to this podcast, but I just know. And please, if y'all need any information, just send me an email. I will leave my email in the description of this episode. But please, I encourage you to go seek deliverance. Like, you're going to be saved and everything, but you just won't be free. So when you're standing up on the Lord, face to face, the Lord's going to say, you were struggling with this, and I wanted you to be free. You just didn't want to. Like, come on. Like, is this going on with somebody? Like, when fear starts being, like, when you allow sin to bear in your heart, unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, stuff like that, then that allows the fear creep up on the door, and hey, go. Hey, I'm going in. Like, and the Holy Ghost, so the demons stay in the soul. So we have three. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in the spirit. The demons sometimes, like, you can be clean and not have anything just but the spirit in you. So there's three things: the soul, the spirit, and the body. The demon dwells in the soul. One, because it has, like, it can take control over you no matter what. That's what fear did with me. It took control over my body, having fear with things. So I just want to encourage you with that. I know we don't have, I didn't go in much of this topic, but I will go in with other testimonies. I have other people that have great testimonies about how the Lord helped them go through the situation and how things happen. And like, I'll share more testimonies. I don't think I have as much, but yes, I do have a little bit more. That's all I wanted to say. I just want to say a little bit of prayer over whoever's listening right now. Lord Jesus, I just pray, oh, whoever is dealing with fear, or whoever is listening and it reflects and it says, oh, I'm having that in their life. I just pray that you take any situation out of their life, whether it's something that is a sin issue. Father God, I just pray that whatever is holding them, that it will lose its grip, that it cannot go no more longer. I rebuke any demon that is right there right now. I command you with the authority of Jesus to leave and go into the abyss. I break any curses that was spoken over them and those who curse them to send them back with blessings. Lord Jesus, I just pray over them. I pray that you send the Holy Ghost, Father God. I just pray that they will find you, that's in Matthew where it says, that if you seek, you will find. Lord, Father God, I feel like somebody is seeking tonight. Somebody is going, why doesn't God see me? But tonight, I want you to answer them, Lord, Father God. I just want you to see them, Lord, Father God, in dreams and visions, Lord, Father God, and speaking them in the ear, Father God. If anybody needs healing in this podcast, I just pray that they will be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, guys. That is it for There Is Hope for episode number one. Let's go. Oh, praise the Lord. But yeah, guys, I just want to thank you for joining and staying on. I know I didn't do that long. Later in the future, I want to go up to like 20 minutes. I don't want to take much of your time, you know. But I will be posting, I don't know when, but Fridays, Wednesdays, and probably Mondays. And sometimes in the weekends, depending on if it's really important and the Lord needs me to share. But yeah, I just have faith that you're going to go spiritually and we'll go from there. You need any questions, I will link my email. Sorry for starting too much, guys. In my first episode, you know, got to get a little crazy, you know, praise the Lord. I will have probably just, I don't even know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Okay, guys, thank you, and have a blessed night. Take care.